This podcast is part of the Big Heads Media Podcast Network. Go to bigheadsmedia.com for more great podcasts.
Welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. We have a great topic this week that is super duper interesting. But before we get started, we have a reminder for you.
Please rate and review the podcast.
If you love Curious Kid Podcast, there are so many ways to let us know. Nothing helps us climb the charts and get noticed by more listeners than 5-star reviews. It would mean so much to us if you could take a minute or two and leave a review for us. What are we getting curious about this week?
This week you're getting curious about fruit.
That's going to be so much fun. There are so many different fruits out there that are so yummy. I can't wait to learn more about them. What's the question of the week?
The question of the week is, which is the only fruit that has the seeds on the outside?
Interesting question. Did you know that the color of a fruit can tell you what kinds of health benefits you can get from that fruit? For example, yellow and orange fruits boost your immune system and also help keep your eyes healthy.
Like lemons, grapefruits, and of course oranges.
So here's a great question. Which orange came first? The color orange or the fruit orange?
The fruit orange came first by about 200 years.
I find that so interesting. I always figured it was the other way around. The fruit that we call orange has had that name since the 1300s. It wasn't until the 1500s that people referred to the color as orange.
Before that, people were calling that color yellow red.
Strange but true. When you mix yellow and red, you get orange. But until about 600 years ago, before they named the color orange after the fruit, they were just calling the color yellow-red. The next color is green fruits. They help make your bones and teeth strong.
Like green grapes, green apples, and kiwis.
Kiwis are really yummy, and they used to have a different name. Before they were called kiwis, they were called Chinese gooseberries. Moving on to blue and purple fruit. These fruits help fight cancer and inflammation and can help your memory too.
Like blueberries and plums.
Fun fact about blueberries, they freeze in only 4 minutes. That's really fast. Okay, this is the part of the episode where we are going to ruin what everyone thinks they know about fruits and vegetables. There are two ways to decide whether something is a fruit or a vegetable. The first is the culinary way.
Fruits are sweet and used in juice and desserts. Vegetables are savory and are usually part of the main course.
That's how most people would classify fruits and vegetables, even if they don't realize they're doing it. The other way to classify fruits and vegetables is from their origins. In other words, which part of the plant do they come from? Fruits come from the flower of the plant, while vegetables come from other parts of the plant. In this classification, fruits contain seeds, while vegetables contain leaves, roots, and stems. Here are a list of foods that are really fruits that people usually think are vegetables because of the way they taste. Avocados, cucumbers, peppers, olives, pumpkins, and zucchini. All of those are really fruits.
What's the deal with a tomato, Daddy?
The tomato is interesting. So just like the foods I named that people think are veggies that are really fruits, the tomato is technically a fruit because it has seeds and it comes from the flower of the plant.
Seems pretty straightforward to me.
I guess so, but this has been a very interesting debate. So interesting that the Supreme Court ruled on the debate back in 1893.
What is the Supreme Court?
The Supreme Court is a group of 9 judges who decide the most important issues facing the United States. Back in 1893, they were deciding whether a tomato is a fruit or a vegetable.
Why in the world would they make a fuss about that?
There was an importer that was bringing tomatoes into the United States from other countries. At that time, fruits were cheaper to import than vegetables because of lower taxes. So the importer wanted tomatoes to be classified as fruits. But guess what? The Supreme Court decided that the tomato was a vegetable and not a fruit.
The most popular fruit in the world is tomato.
Who knew? Okay, let's give you some fun, fast fruit facts.
Apples float in the water because they are 25% air.
7,000 different types of apples are grown in the world.
You don't eat apples the right way, Daddy.
What do you mean by that?
You shouldn't peel the skin off because it's good for you.
You're absolutely right. I do peel the skin off of apples before I eat them. The skin of many fruits, including apples, is the healthiest part.
A pomegranate can hold more than 1,000 seeds.
Apples, peaches, and raspberries are members of the rose family.
In Japan, they grow square watermelon.
That is pretty neat. They do that because square watermelons are easier to stack in the store, so they can save space.
Pineapples are called pineapples because they look like big pine cones.
Pineapples also used to be really expensive about 300 years ago. In fact, they were so expensive that colonists used to rent pineapples and walk around holding them to show that they had lots of money.
Also, if you add salt to a pineapple, it will make it sweeter.
I have to try that sometime. Pineapples can also destroy your taste buds. There is an enzyme in pineapples called bromelain, which damages your taste buds for a little bit of time. If you let a sliced pineapple sit in the fridge for a bit before eating it, the enzymes will break down, helping you protect your taste buds. Okay, how about this? The smelliest fruit in the world is called the durian fruit. It would be hard to find durian in the United States. It's most popular in Southeast Asia, in countries like Indonesia, Malaysia, and Thailand. While this fruit is so smelly...
How smelly is it?
This fruit is so smelly that in parts of the world, you are not allowed to take it onto a bus or into a hotel.
Grapes don't ripen after they are picked.
That's true. Some fruits like bananas and oranges continue to ripen after they are picked. Bananas are picked green, and then they will slowly turn yellow and then brown after being picked. Grapes don't ripen at all after you pick them.
Bananas are not really fruits, they're herbs.
Bananas are also easy to digest, which is why they are one of the first foods given to babies.
Watermelons are 92% water.
And that's why they're so refreshing. They are also about 6% sugar, which is why they are very sweet. Okay, let's answer the question of the week. Which fruit is the only one that grows seeds on the outside?
Strawberries are the only fruit that has seeds on the outside.
You got it, and strawberries can have 200 seeds on them. I love strawberries. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast, number 68, on fruit.
Great job, Olivia. If you want more Curious Kid podcasts during the week, there are so many great things you could do. You could support us on Patreon and get lots of extra content and some cool goodies for your support. That's spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N, so check out our Patreon page. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for more from Curious Kid Podcast. You can send us an email to say hi, and we will email you back. Send your email to CuriousKidPodcast@gmail.com. You can also check out our mini-episodes on the presidents that have been releasing on Saturdays to get you pumped for the election coming up later in the year. We will be back next week with a fun listener suggestion episode. as always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.